I just learned more history about him today, just about how he's the first free agent and how he came here and won championships. And yeah, people make the comparisons, but I just looked at him like somebody who won. He came here. He can do that. I think I can do that too. I think I can do anything I put my mind to. I looked on that wall and I saw Brett Favre. I saw Reggie. I saw all those legends. And I was like, I got to be there. You go near the draft room and they're all having their hands up and they having that moment. I'm looking for that moment. And, you know, I'm going to take advantage of this moment and maximize it to reach that moment.
New Green Bay Packers defensive end, as they have him listed on the depth chart, Micah Parsons. Wearing the number one. Woo! You love to see it. And, goal line stand here. Fourth and goal for Ohio State against Texas. Welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday. It's prediction time. It's time to get to business.
Oh, yeah.
So, earlier in this offseason, you and I, Joe, we did an over-unders picks.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time to wonder if any of these things change.
Okay.
For our predictions.
I like it.
In terms of what is going to end up happening.
Especially after the preseason, a lot can change.
A lot can change. A lot can always change. Now, the one thing that I didn't do here.
Is keep the picks from previous?
Is acquire a sheet of paper to write everything down on.
I can handle that. I'll type it into my notes.
Okay, so we just need someone to tabulate this. Because last year I kept it on a sheet of paper. Ohio State does score on fourth and goal, by the way, against Texas. They strike first.
Oh, look at that. Two, almost halfway through the second quarter, you're almost approaching halftime, and that's the first score of the game.
First
this is
points
defensive
of the game.
Battle. They almost didn't do it.
Oh.
Good bounce from the running back there.
Yep. Fourth and goal from the 2-yard line. They do get in there relatively cleanly.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there's a little bit of resistance there, and it's 7-0. All right. So I think it's time we get these we get to business here, because this is something you and I were talking about since, like, Thursday, and there it is.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, Joe.
Yes.
We had some controversial picks. We had picks that we nailed on the head. There was a prediction that I definitely did not want to get right the way that I said it, and I did.
It happened.
And I scared myself for it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a pick that you definitely would have loved to take back last year.
Oh, absolutely, and that's the Chicago Bears. I'll just say that.
Chicago Bears winning the NFC North was definitely the opposite of what happened. They finished in last. In a division where everybody else in the division made the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of.
Meanwhile, me with the 49ers saying that they would not win the division and finish close to last in the NFC West because of injuries, and lo and behold,
it happened.
Half of that team was battered, bruised, and beaten down by the time that the 49ers flew into Buffalo.
Yeah, that game went the way it did.
That season went the way that it did for them.
Yeah.
Which was, and like, I will never try to predict that ever again in my life.
No. No.
All right. So, what do we say that we get this thing started?
Sounds good with me. Where are we going to start?
Let's start where all things start. Right at the beginning.
Okay.
And probably the easiest division to call.
AFC East?
Let's start at the AFC East.
Okay.
Bills obviously getting the one. I don't think you and I have to discuss much about this. It's the order of the rest of the division that could get interesting here.
Mm-hmm.
So, Joe.
Yes.
I know you're bullish on another team.
Yeah. It's Bills, Patriots, Jets, Dolphins. That's where I'm going with this. And I know you think they're a year away from being a year away, but I think they're better than the Dolphins and the Jets.
I'm going chalk with you on this.
Okay.
Bills, Patriots, Jets, Dolphins. Because referencing my over-unders, I'm sticking true to it.
Okay.
But it still means that it could still go 1, 2, 3, 4 in that sense.
It could. I think it will. I'm going to be honest with you. I think it really could.
Now we go from one of the easiest divisions to pick to one of the more interesting ones, the AFC North.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens probably are your one that you got to pick, and I'm absolutely going to do so there. However, I am going to change something from the over-unders.
Okay.
going Ravens, Bengals, Steelers, Browns.
Okay. Ravens, Bengals, Steelers, Browns.
The change I'm making is that the Steelers, I had over 8.5 wins. I am a lot less scared of the Mike Tomlin 9-8 Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't think the Steelers have enough in them.
So what was it again? Just so I make sure I have it correct.
I have Ravens, Bengals, finishing second in the division, but still missing the playoffs. Steelers, Browns.
Bengals, Steelers, Browns. Okay. I'm going to be honest with you. I like that. I genuinely do. I think that's a I think that's a good pick. I'm going chalk with you on that one. Not to just take the easy route and go the same picks, but realistically, the Steelers with Aaron Rodgers, sure, they could have a Brett Favre in Minnesota-esque season there, but I don't think the Browns are doing anything.
It's also my lack of respect for Mike Tomlin as a football coach at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think he's that good.
No?
No. All right, AFC South. Joe, I'm going to have a controversial pick, so I'm going to let you start.
Okay, AFC South, I have... Got to find it. I have the Texans still winning, Jaguars second, and then Colts-Titans.
I'm mixing it up on you here.
Okay.
In fourth, I've got the Colts. You're starting Daniel Jones. Your season is dead.
Yeah, okay. I just don't like I don't think the Titans are going to be great with Cam Ward the first season.
The Titans don't have to be great. They just have to be better than Daniel Jones, and I think that's the case. Even as one of the biggest haters of the Tennessee Titans, you can't out-bad Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Daniel Jones is going to get Shaden Steichen fired by, like, week 8. I'm not kidding.
Probably.
So I've got Colts at the bottom, Titans third, Texans second to the Jaguars winning the division.
Okay. So Jaguars, Texans.
Calling my shot that the Jacksonville Jaguars win the AFC South.
That's not out of the question.
And the Colts get people fired.
That is a very good prediction. I can definitely foresee that.
By week 8.
So you have the Titans over the Colts. Look at that.
The Titans
Look
over
at
the
you
Colts.
Giving a little bit to the Titans there.
It's more against the Colts than for the Titans.
I know. Just funny. All right. And now we go to the AFC West.
Wrap up the AFC here.
I'm going Broncos, Chiefs.
Ooh, you made the call.
Yep, Broncos, Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders.
I heard that through the glass, Evan.
What did he say?
I heard the wow.
I think the Broncos can really give the Chiefs a run for their money in the division. I think the Chargers help with that, and the Chiefs do not obtain the one seed. I think their division record is going to be a big reason why.
I'm still saying that life is hell. Chiefs are the one in this one. Broncos 2, Chargers 3, Raiders 4.
Okay, so you basically, that was last year's standings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Again, life is hell. No, last year the Chargers had the second.
Oh, that's right. That's right, but the Broncos still made the playoffs because that division just made the playoffs.
It's my call from last year.
Yes.
I picked the same thing.
Okay.
It's more or less I don't believe in Greg Roman-led offenses.
I don't either. You have the Chargers third and Raiders last?
Correct.
Okay, just to make sure. Make sure for the record.
Oddly enough, looking back at the over-unders, you have every single team in the AFC West winning their over on their projections.
I do.
11.5 for the Chiefs, 9.5 for the Broncos and Chargers, 6.5 for the Raiders.
So that's why I think that division can get frisky, though. I think I think it'll switch just from a game.
I think there's variance in an NFC North type battle coming for the West this year?
Yes, I do.
Moving conferences. This is going to get pretty simple, you would think, right?
Mm-hmm. Should, theoretically.
Theoretically. And now I'm going to go ahead and mix things up again.
Oh, boy.
Give me the Commanders, then Eagles.
Oh, okay.
Then Giants.
Oh, okay.
Then Cowboys.
Yes. Put Jerry in the ground.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. I'm going with you on that. I had the Commanders winning.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Commanders are going to really be able to pull a fast one on the Eagles. I think the Eagles are, you know, they lost a little bit in the offseason. So give me that. I love that. And the Giants winning, over their win total. It's like 5.5, right?
Three, it's 5.5.
5.5. Yeah, I can see it. I can see it. It's I like
about,
it a lot.
For me, it's about the Cowboys. I think that the Giants can. You and I picked overs for the Giants. I also think there's going to be maybe a little bit of a coaching mix-up.
Oh.
And you get that interim head coach bump.
So you think, wait, coaching mix-up on the Giants?
Yes.
You think Dable's out?
I think Dable goes out because Russell Wilson's playing still.
Oh, and they want...
And then you want Jackson Dart in there. You start up with a new coach.
Wow. Jackson Dart's his boy. That's crazy, though. That would be a crazy Giants season.
That'd be a plot twist.
I'd be all for it, though, just from watchability.
But I think the Giants could also benefit from the interim head coach bump and playing a rookie.
For sure, for sure. What are we going to next? NFC North. NFC North.
All right. So I picked overs for everyone but the Bears. Now, what changed in the NFC North? Packers acquired Micah Parsons.
Yeah. Packers are Super Bowl contenders.
Am I buying into the hype? You better bet I am. I'm picking Green Bay over Detroit, Minnesota third, Bears fourth, and I'm sticking with the Bears at under 8.5.
Okay. I'm going Lions, Packers, Vikings, Bears. I still think Detroit. I still think they're able to hang on to it. Because it's not all Ben Johnson that made them successful in my mind. It is Dan Campbell just as much so. The grit he inspires within those guys, they want to play for him. I don't think that goes away, and I think they're able to still get the job done. And it's quite opposite of where I had the Bears last year in my prediction.
Right.
So what was yours one more time, just for the record?
Got Packers, Lions, Vikings, Bears.
Packers, Lions, Vikings, Bears. Oh,
the Vikings are the most interesting to me because I made a bold prediction back on Monday that Justin Jefferson wins Offensive Player of the Year.
That could be crazy. I see a lot of people predicting... why am I blanking on his name? The two-way player that just got drafted.
Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter, yes. Could not remember his name for the life of me for some reason. He's cornerback 4 and wide receiver 2. He's not winning Defensive Player of the Year. And... as wide receiver, too, I don't think he's going to win Offensive Player of the Year.
I don't think he's winning either of them.
He's not going to win either.
Ashton Jeanty gets his revenge.
Ashton Jeanty, I think if he has the season everyone thinks he is, absolutely he's getting that. No question. NFC South we're heading to now?
NFC South we're heading to now, and I mean, obviously the Buccaneers are probably going to be everyone's pick to win this thing.
I don't think so.
Where are you going?
Bryce Young and the Panthers.
Wow!
Ignite fire beneath themselves this year. So I'm going Panthers.
Wow.
Bucks.
Wow. I'm going full Owen Wilson here. Wow.
Panthers, Bucks.
Wow.
Falcons. And then the Saints for me.
I'm taking Bucks. Panthers, I agree. A playoff team, not the division winner. Falcons in third. Saints, death incarnate.
Saints have no quarterback.
You and I picked them for under 4.5 wins this year.
I don't think they'll get it.
Brother.
I don't think they'll get it. I genuinely don't. They don't have a quarterback. Who are they going to get? Who's out there that could actually do anything for them?
They're starting Spencer Rattler. They're not even starting Tyler Shuck.
No, they're starting Spencer Rattler. They know what they're doing.
Glad you gave Tyler Shuck fully guaranteed money for... And I'm still always about players' rights. Like, he held out for wanting a fully guaranteed contract only to lose to Spencer Rattler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's tough.
That's just, that pick was always baffling to me. All right, let's wrap this up with the NFC West.
Okay. I'm going 49ers at the top. I think they bounce back from the injuries big time. With Christian McCaffrey has a healthy season. Brock Purdy puts up good numbers last year, even with a bit injured team, right? Like, I think they're able to get it done. From there, it's tough. Rams, Seahawks, I could see having a very similar record kind of being flipped. I'm going to say the Rams, though, get it done. Matt Stafford has a good season. The Seahawks with Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold takes a step back, not being coached by Kevin O'Connell anymore. Has to really get his feet back underneath him. Losing DK Metcalf's big for the Seahawks as well. So 49ers, Rams, Seahawks, Cardinals for me.
All right, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
I am changing something from my over-under picks.
Okay.
Sam Darnold and the Seattle Seahawks finished second in the division.
Okay, who's first?
The Rams.
Okay, Rams
win. I think Matt Stafford's going to be okay enough. there's a weird internet trend going on with Rams fans right now. Say the hashtag Stafford died weeks ago.
Oh my gosh. Is 49ers your third team?
49ers are indeed in third.
And the Cardinals.
And then the Cardinals are in last.
Look at that.
I think that it's going to be Rams, Seahawks, 49ers, Cardinals to wrap up the NFC West. All right, Joe.
I can see both of those, though. Like, 49ers on top. I feel like that division is kind of a crapshoot a little bit. Depends on who gets hot when, right? Like, I feel like there is some versatility to any prediction for that NFC West specifically.
All right, now we're going to do something different this year, Joe.
Okay.
We are going to pick not just the divisions.
Conference?
Out of these picks, we're picking playoff teams.
Okay.
So I called the Seahawks, for example, to be second in the NFC West. I also think that their curse of falling just short is going to continue.
Okay.
So my playoff teams are going to be in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
The Commanders winning the division. The Eagles being a playoff team. The Packers winning the division. The Lions being a playoff team.
Okay.
The division winners, the Rams, no other team from the West, and then the Buccaneers and the Panthers making the postseason in the NFC.
Okay. I'm just jotting that all down for you right now. Then I'll get to mine in a moment. The NFC. Commanders, Eagles, I'm with you on that. That makes very much sense because I just think those two are going to be really duking it out most of the time just between them. Also, NFC North. Lions, Packers, and Vikings. It's a three-team playoff.
Okay.
That's what I see going on there.
Just like last year with the North?
Yep. I think it's a similar outcome. Even with J.J. McCarthy, I have high hopes for him. And that he could put a playoff run together for them. That'd be pretty cool. And then from the NFC South, I have the Panthers making it, the Bucks falling short.
Ooh.
And then in the NFC West, 49ers and Rams is who I have.
Okay.
The top two there. So that's mine. I think three teams from the NFC North make it again.
All right, so in the AFC, I have one team with three playoff teams, or one division with three playoff teams. And with that, that means that two divisions are only going to have one.
Okay.
Those divisions being the Bills with the AFC East and the Ravens with the AFC North. Both divisions have only one representative.
Okay.
The Steelers and Bengals, I don't think, are good enough to make things happen. The Patriots, I think, are close, but not there yet.
Okay.
And the AFC South brings me two representatives because the Jaguars surprise and win the AFC South, but the Texans hold strong enough to make the postseason. And then the AFC West is the Chiefs, Chargers, and Broncos.
Jaguars, Texans, and then Chiefs.
Chiefs, Broncos, Chargers, if we're caring about seeding, but
yeah,
there it is.
All right. I'm going to remove the Texans and put the Patriots in. That's legitimately what I'm going to do.
Oof.
I think the Patriots win 10 games and sneak a wild card spot away from Houston.
Okay.
I think they're going to be battling for it. Like, the Patriots aren't winning in the division. They're going to be a wild card exit. Don't get me wrong. But I think they make it, especially with the last place schedule from last year.
Mm-hmm.
No question in my mind that they can do that.
So now here comes the fun question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Who wins the MVP?
Josh Allen. Is that like what are we talking about here? He goes back to back. If they have another season like last year and he does what he does again, there's no other argument for me.
I'm gonna feel so dirty saying this.
Did you say Lamar Jackson? Is that what you're gonna say?
I'm just gonna say Patrick Mahomes.
Oh no. 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 That you have every right to feel dirty after saying that.
I feel dirty saying that. I apologize, but I think that it's just, again, life is hell. And that's where we're going to end this.
Okay.
I feel gross.
MVP picks.
I need a shower. We're going to come back on the other side.